If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Off the ball, GAA.
I had no league medal. Cork hadn't won a league since 1998, I think. We were in the league final in 2015 against Waterford. I was captain that year. And are you telling me I didn't want to walk up those steps and lift the cup?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, you're welcome to Anfield, where Liverpool have gone 7 points clear at the top of the Premier League, a 2-1 win over Wolves, but far, far from comfortable in that second half. Seamus Keneally was alongside me on commentary. Liverpool made hard work of it in the end.
They did. It was all going to script at half-time, wasn't it? It was pretty straightforward performance from Liverpool. Started the game on the front foot, made chances. Diaz put them ahead after, I think, 15 minutes. Salah was a threat all game. Scored his penalty. But then second half, Wolves made a couple of changes at half-time and they were a different team. Cunha started causing all sorts of problems in the middle of the pitch. And I think a little bit of credit needs to go to Arne Slot for the change he made, bringing Endo on. Just help them shore things up a little bit and see them over the line for a massive 3 points.
Were you surprised by how unsettled Liverpool were in that second half?
I don't think I was. I think you need to look at how difficult it is to win leagues. You know, it's never straightforward, especially this time of year. There's no easy games. And given what happened to them on Wednesday night at Goodison, losing the lead, as soon as Wolves got one back, it was going to get edgy. You could feel the tension in the crowd. They were fully expecting 3 points at halftime. As soon as Wolves got one back, it wasn't a foregone conclusion anymore. And it took some big performances, your leaders, your Robertsons, Van Dijks, Endo when he came on, McAllister, Becker, just to see them over the line.
The first half, Liverpool were in cruise control and Luis Diaz gets the first goal. It's been a while since he scored here at Anfield. Mo Salah scores again from the penalty spot. Was it all just the Wolves' changes, you think, that turned the tide in this game?
I suppose they had to have a go, didn't they? Mm. But the changes definitely made a difference. Getting Cunha into the middle of the pitch, bringing the two lads on that they did at halftime made a difference. I suppose Wolves throw caution to the wind. You could see the tactics in the first half were trying to play in a low block and try and counter-attack. They were a lot more expansive in the second half. And it just became a habit that Liverpool just couldn't keep possession. They kept giving the ball away. Every time they gave a ball away, there was the groan from the crowd. That gives confidence to the away team. They could sense it. The Liverpool were a little bit vulnerable. But they got the goal back. They just couldn't get that second goal. Thanks in a big part to a massive tackle from Kwanzaa right at the death.
Yeah.
This is the call of the Crave. The sound that tells you it's time to go to White Castle. And it can happen anytime. Like your son's first bike ride.
Dad, look, I'm doing it.
I got you, buddy. Keep going.
Dad? Dad? Dad!
Follow your Crave to White Castle and get 10 cheese sliders for just $7.99. With your choice of American, cheddar, or jalapeno cheese. White Castle. Follow your Crave. Limited time only at participating castles. Tax not included.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The good stuff in the first half from Liverpool was really good. As I say, Luis Diaz started the season incredibly well. Goals haven't flowed as freely. With no Gakpo today, he probably took on an even greater importance. What were your thoughts on his performance?
He was very good, particularly in the first half. I mean, he took his chance there. Gakpo out the sides, an opportunity for him to solidify himself back in the starting 11. Scored the goal, won the penalty. You know, it was a Diaz performance. He gives everything, doesn't he? You know, he never stops running. He's got that quality. Got his goal, won a penalty, and he'll be very happy with his performance today.
The big talking point, if Liverpool hadn't won this game, might well have been the incident with Diogo Jota and the penalty kick that wasn't in the end. I thought when he was played through by Gravenberch, he should have hit it maybe first time with his left foot, tries to check back in, goes to ground. It looked from where we were initially, there must have been contact, because why would you ever go down when the shot is on? And you as a Newcastle fan remember there was a similar incident a couple of years ago. What was he thinking?
He's trying to win a penalty for his team, isn't he? But I go back, I mentioned it in commentary, as an attacking player, you know, if he's playing in that number nine role, if you like, for Liverpool, you think you get a chance in the middle of the goal. I think Mo Salah's going to try and take that. You look at the great strikers that have been here in the past, Robbie Fowler, Michael Owen, they're not going to try and go down for a penalty there. They're going to put that ball in the back of the net. Jota obviously thinks differently. But I think the right outcome was to give a free kick to Wolves there, because there wasn't any contact in the end. Between the referee and the VAR, they came to the right conclusion. And it would have been a massive talking point if Liverpool weren't able to see out the game.
Matt Doherty's been back in the Wolves side for quite a while now, and he's playing on the right of a back three. Can you talk about his performance today?
I thought he was excellent. You know, I mean, I suppose as he gets older in his career, maybe wing back's not the ideal role for him. There's a lot more work to do, a lot more athleticism needed in that position. And as I know, as I get older in my career, you probably need a little bit more players around you. So playing on the right of a three suits him better. I thought he defended very well, was good in possession. I think he can be proud of his performance today.
So Aston Villa, Manchester City, Newcastle in the next 10 days for Liverpool. What are your thoughts on that run of fixtures and where they need to be after that if they're to win this title?
Well, I mean, I don't know where they need to be, but it's a big three games, but they can't be looking past the Villa game. It's an old cliche, but you take one game at a time, especially with all the games that they've got coming up. I mean, they've got the Carabao Cup final, they've got Champions League games to come, big Premier League games. There's going to be no easy games. You know, you're playing at home against a team that's threatened by relegation. You can see how difficult it was. So there's no easy games on the running now. They'll need their experienced players to come to the fore and be on form. I mean, if you've got Mo Salah on your team, you've always got a great chance of winning games.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting 10 days. We need to get inside because, as you can tell, we're absolutely frozen. It's bitter here at Anfield. But Liverpool have got their 3 points. It was a big sigh of relief from the Liverpool supporters at full time. It's finished Liverpool 2, Wolves 1.